Good morning, everyone, and welcome, especially to any visitors that we have who are with us today. You're very welcome to join us after the service for coffee, tea, and a chat at the Trice, which is just down to the left behind the church. Today, the Guild are taking the service. The Church of Scotland Women's Guild was started in 1887 by the Reverend Dr. Archibald Charters. And the Guild motto is, whose we are and whom we serve, from Act 2, verse 23. The name was changed in 1997 from the Women's Guild to the Church of Scotland Guild, opening up the membership to men. And our current strategy is look forward in faith. And our theme guide for 2023 to 2024 is new wine, new wineskins. And our Monday group meets once a month from October to March, and there is a programme, and everyone is welcome. Our call to worship. The wind blows where it will. You hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from, where it is going. So it is with the Holy Spirit. May the Spirit of God, powerful as a rushing wind and refreshing as a summer breeze, inspire our worship. Now we have the reflection, and it is taken from Guild material and from Nick Fawcett's daily prayer book. Do you ever wake up in the morning feeling older than your years? It can happen for all sorts of reasons. But it's not a good feeling, is it? Those days when we are lacking energy, lacking patience, lacking grace, feeling negative. And yet on other mornings we wake up and are keen to face the day, especially when there's something exciting happening. Now those are the days when we feel full of life, expectations are high, and we are well and truly energized for the day ahead. I wonder how the disciples were feeling as dawn broke on the day of Pentecost. It had been a tough time, to say the least. Perhaps they felt too tired, too jaded, or too disheartened to expect anything much of the day ahead. But then it happened. The wind of Pentecost swept through the house and into their very being. The flame of Pentecost set their hearts on fire. What an amazing gift they received that day. They were changed forever. But more importantly, they were equipped to face the future. If only we could share the experience of the disciples following Jesus through the streets of Galilee and the hills of Palestine during the course of his earthly ministry, and meeting him again as the risen Lord in the days after his resurrection. Have you ever thought that? Do you ever feel sometimes, compared to them, we're at a disadvantage, denied the privilege of seeing him face to face, hearing his words, and witnessing his deeds? That's absolutely true as far as it goes. Only it doesn't go far enough. True, Jesus is not physically here beside us, but he is with us nonetheless in a way more special still, present through his Holy Spirit deep within. Tragically, the gift of the Spirit has been the subject of untold controversy within the church, too often causing suspicion, hostility, bitterness, and division, the very opposite of what God intended. Why has this happened? Because undue emphasis has been placed on the gifts rather than the gift of the Spirit. The result has been to portray the Holy Spirit as the preserve of a few Christians rather than the experience of all. Yet that's not what Jesus taught. I will ask the Father, he told his disciples, and he will give you another comforter to be with you forever. The promise is for us all when we acknowledge Christ as Lord and commit ourselves to his way. His Spirit is with us, making his presence real within. True, we don't get to walk and talk with Jesus quite as his followers did during his earthly ministry, but we can know him nonetheless, not only by our side, but also in our heart. Could we really want more? At Pentecost, the Holy Spirit poured into the disciples' lives, making them new, the new wine being poured into new wineskins. And it still happens every day to Christians all around the world. It has nothing to do with age or ability, gender or status. It has everything to do with welcoming the Holy Spirit into our hearts and lives so that we are filled with zeal for our Lord, with fresh commitment, with a positive energy and love that flows into us, through us, and from us as we walk in faith. It can be very exciting when something new happens in life. It may be a holiday, a baby in a family, a new job, or even retirement. Perhaps there is an element of anticipation first, the waiting time, and then the pleasure of whatever it is come about. A whole new experience opens up before us, and we recognize that our life is different now. The prism through which we look at life has changed. The experience makes its impact on us one way or another. And we can experience that excitement in our spiritual lives too, just as the disciples at Pentecost.